Milwaukee's artist-run book center and performance space called Woodland Pattern is set to host its 32nd annual poetry marathon and benefit this month.
For two 12-hour days, hundreds of poets will gather in Milwaukee to share their own works and those of other poets.
For Wisconsin's poet laureate Brenda Cardenas, Woodland Pattern holds a very special place in her heart. She's attended programs there since she was a teenager.
And it's where decades ago she met another poet, Roberto Harrison, who would become her spouse.
They are involved in curating this year's poetry marathon, and Brenda serves as secretary of the board of directors of Woodland Pattern.
And they join us now from Milwaukee to talk about their life making poetry and supporting Woodland Pattern's mission. Brenda and Roberto, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you very much for having us.
Brenda, you've attended programs at Woodland Pattern for over 45 years. What draws you to this creative space?
Well, so many things. First of all, it's really a wonderful community space. It draws people together in community. And, you know, I've gotten to know so many wonderful friends there. But also, it's the variety of their programming. They're not about one single aesthetic. So they bring in poets and writers from all over the country and even internationally who all have different kinds of poetry, different styles, just different aesthetics. They bring in fiction writers sometimes, essayists. They'll have like whole panels with publishers, a particular small press publisher, for example, might do a whole panel or a couple days worth of stuff. They have workshops, writing workshops. And they also deal with the other arts as well. Certainly, they specialize and focus on the literary arts, but they do a lot with the visual arts, with film, with music, in particular, experimental music and other kinds of music that you wouldn't probably find almost anywhere else, right? With the exception of a few places. So there's so much there. Yeah.
Yeah. Brenda, can you share the story about how you first met Roberto at Woodland Pattern decades ago and what happened?
Yeah, that's a special story that we've shared many times. I had just moved back to Milwaukee after living in Chicago for 8 or 9 years. I was in Chicago and then I was in Ann Arbor, Michigan, I think for 5 years before that. So I had been away from Milwaukee. And, you know, Chicago has a very lively literary scene as well. And so when I first moved back, I was really missing Chicago and my friends there. And one of my friends, the poet Daniel Berzutsky, called and he said, you know, we're coming down from Chicago for a big reading at Woodland Pattern tonight. And it's going to be these two famous poets from New York. And then he said, a friend of mine is opening for them. Why don't you meet us for dinner and let's go to the reading and then you can get back into life in Milwaukee, right? And so, because I was really missing Chicago. And we did that and we walked into Woodland Pattern and lo and behold, this friend, Daniel, happened to know Roberto as well through different channels. And Roberto was standing in the poetry section and of Woodland Pattern. And I walked in with Daniel and they said, hey, and they went to give each other a hug. And I walked behind Daniel and then Daniel introduced me to Roberto. And Roberto said, what are you doing here in Milwaukee? And I said, I'm missing Chicago. And then we talked a little bit and Roberto was the poet who was opening for, it was the Waldrops, Rosemary Waldrop. And is it Ken?
And Keith.
Ken, is it,
and
what's
Keith
this?
Waldrop.
Keith. Yeah, Keith. And Roberto was the poet opening.
Roberto, what do you remember about this chance meeting and seeing Brenda for the first time?
Yeah, I remember exactly where we were standing. We were standing in the poetry section right next to the chapbooks. And I remember seeing Brenda from across the room and, you know, kind of checking her out. And and I gave my reading. And then afterwards, I met Brenda and her friends. And that was the beginning.
Mm. Fast forward to today, you're both involved in curating Hours of the Poetry Marathon. Brenda, you're reading in the Wisconsin Poet Laureate Commission Hour. Can you give us a little hint what's in store?
So it'll be Poets Laureate present and past, right? Some who've been a Wisconsin Poet Laureate and some who've been Poets Laureate of different cities in Wisconsin. And so I can't remember exactly who is all on it. I know, I'm almost positive, Angie Trudel Vasquez, who was recently Poet Laureate of Madison, is one of the people reading, and a whole bunch of others. Mm-hmm. And it's just each person in the marathon only reads for 5 minutes. You don't ever have one voice going on too long. And the time is very strict, right? Because they don't want to have to bump anybody. So you hear somebody read for 5 minutes, whether that's like two little tiny poems or one little bit longer poem. And then you hear the next one and the next one. And each hour has about 10 readers. Some hours might have only 8 or something like that. But for the majority of them, it's about 10 readers. So that's what will happen in that hour. It will be all laureates.
Oh, what a great community to be a part of. And Roberto, you and Brenda are curating the Latinx Poetry Hour together. Can you talk about a little bit about what you're putting together?
Yeah, the poets that we're featuring this year include Mauricio Kilwin Guevara, who's our Brendan neighbor, Jackie Valadez, who's a young poet living here in Milwaukee. I'll be reading. And then Lucy Cristina Chalcali will be reading from Panama. Farid Matuk will be reading. Sandra Ruiz, Paul Martinez Pampa from Chicago. J. Michael Martinez, Carolina Abid, I think that's how they say her name. Christina Vega Westhoff and Roque Raquel Salas Rivera. So these are all really interesting poets. And, you know, it's always a great hour.
And a few will be live and many of them live elsewhere. So they will have the little pre-recorded videos that will show, but in the same room, right? On a big, great big screen.
Oh, wow. Roberto, I understand you brought along a special poem that you read to Brenda at your wedding celebration. Could you share it with us?
Sure. I read it at the celebration at Woodland Pattern the day after our wedding. Mm. So here it is for Brenda. Oh, we had gone to the Grand Canyon together, me and Brenda, and it was a great trip. And this is what I wrote. I just called the Grand Canyon and had them reserve 2 mules for us. They said that if I'm with a girl with a shiny smile, I'd have to surround the perimeter of the canyon with mirrors so as to allow the people there to collect the solar energy beaming from that smile. They said that if her smile is beautiful, I would have to wait 10,000 years before the drawings on the canyon walls, the result of the people's profound love for her face, will fade enough for me to walk into the horizon with her love in my arms. They said that I would be with her like the earth is with the canyon walls, though pictures make a memory of us. They said the eagles will hide in her hair and give me their wings to fly off with her again to the moon. They said the stars will swell her face with eyes, and that we will see each other as no one else sees. They said our words will be written like the paths that are worn throughout the canyons, and that painted relics will be found in our whispers, enough to make bright colors in the morning of the seas exploding with the light.
Oh, Roberto, so beautiful. Brenda, how does this poem make you feel?
I love that poem. it was an early poem in terms of our relationship, right? Yeah. Like, I remember that trip to the Grand Canyon with it. It captures Roberto's warmth. It captures his love of, and, you know, the way he is with the natural world. I'll never forget on that trip to the canyon, he was sitting and meditating and 2 deer just walked right up to him. Deer love him, right? And they come around him all the time, right? So that his like gentle spirit, and also just reminds me of that I feel truly cherished by him. Mm-hmm. I mean, really truly loved and cherished in a good way. I mean, not put on a pedestal, but always really cared for.
Oh, I love this conversation. Brenda and Roberto, thank you so much for sharing poetry with us and for sharing Woodland Pattern.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That is the Wisconsin Poet Laureate for 2025 to 2027, Brenda Cardenas, and her poet spouse, Roberto Harrison, talking about the poet and artist-run nonprofit in Milwaukee, Woodland Pattern, that was founded in 1979. The organization is set to host its 32nd annual Poetry Marathon and benefit on January 24th and 25th at St. Kate the Arts Hotel in Milwaukee. The event will showcase hundreds of poets from Milwaukee and the surrounding region.
Woodland Pattern has also just announced it will move from its location in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood later this year, purchasing a building in the Bayview neighborhood that previously housed The Bindery. That's a business known for bookbinding and printing that closed last year. The move will give Woodland Pattern roughly four times the size of its current usable space and allow it to host more than one event at a time and larger gatherings like a poetry marathon.